Yeah, it's our time to shine.
Firehouse Productions presents The Washboard Union, Sunday, November 26th at 8 p.m. at the Centennial Theater. You can purchase tickets at the Centennial box office and at ovation.ca. The Washboard Union at the Centennial Theater, a Firehouse Productions presentation.
I've been ready for this moment all of my life, anticipating, waiting on my chance to ignite. It's amazing, the feeling when a dream comes alive.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today in the booth we have Francois Gilbert and Scott Passmore, and they are from Firehouse Productions. So welcome.
Hello.
So tell us about what is Firehouse Productions.
Well, Firehouse Productions is basically seven guys from the Lennoxville area, four of which actually started Firehouse about 2.5 years ago. There's obviously myself, Scott here, Chris Fallis, Mark Richard. All four of us are either ex-firemen of the Lennoxville area or present-day firefighters. And we just thought that it was a cool way to raise funds for different charities. And then we did the one show. And we had a certain success with that. But then we decided that we needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
So we added two other guys by the name of Bruce Giddings, which obviously a lot of people know Bruce in the area for his technical qualities and being a guy from the townships as well. And we added Claude LeClaire, which is a guy from the Sorville area, Bishop's graduate. And he's helping us out a lot with the marketing and stuff and doing his marketing thing there with us. And we've got also Joe Ford, who's from the Lennoxville area.
He does all our graphics and artwork and stuff like that.
So I'm just going to backtrack. You guys basically put on shows and you give some of the money to local charities, I guess.
Right. Yeah, obviously we keep some of the cash to help fund because we need insurance and we have you know, our own bills to pay for printing and advertising and such. But then there, each show there's always been a specific charity or cause that we've supported. And in the past, we supported the Hatley 4-H Club. They went on a trip out west last year. And we've supported the Pet Connection with Jan Young. We've supported the Sherbrooke Firefighters Toy Drive, which we will be doing again this November in the show we're producing. So it's always, we've always had great success with, ever since we did our first Brett Kissel show 2 years ago, we've had, we've been really lucky. We've had great success selling tickets and raising some good money and turned about at least $20,000 back to the community.
That's amazing.
That's so far total.
So far,
actually,
total,
I think we're somewhere around $29,000
now. Yeah, and then there's also all the local money that's spent. Anytime we rent a hotel room, it's with a family-owned business in Fleurimont, the Motel Le Floral. We'll give them a little plug. Mm-hmm. We deal with Blanchard Litho here in Lennoxville. They do all our printing. Joe Ford does our artwork and all the setups. We buy our office supplies here in town at the Peppertree Lennoxville. We try to spend as much money as possible.
And all
locally.
All our artists, every time we have an artist come in, all the catering is done by the people over at the hut.
Okay.
So they get some really good home-cooked meal. Anybody who's had a meal at the hut know that you can't have a bad meal over there. So the artists really like that family touch to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, they really enjoy. The food is very good, obviously. These people are on the road sometimes for 2 or 3 months at a time, and they get sick and tired of restaurant food, so... yeah, they appreciate that, so, and we thank the people over at the hut.
Yeah, the hut do a great job for us.
Yep,
they do.
And once again, we're helping support a local group that needs can use the support, and as well as using it Centennial Theater every time. As we all know, Centennial needs to fill nights over there, so we're spending money at Centennial as well.
Okay, so what you need, you're buying locally and spending the money, like part of the money that you spend, it's charity, local charities. Okay,
right.
Great. So what else can you tell us about Firehouse Productions?
Well, short term, we are still going to continue doing shows. That's our plan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but we do have a show coming up on the 26th of November. We have, you know, long-term projects. We have other stuff that we'd love to do eventually. We've never really talked about it publicly, but there is possibility that someday we'd like to get a festival of some sort. But, you know, that's still far off.
Long-term.
Long-term. But, you know, you have to have ideas. You have to have projects to keep it going, to keep it alive. For now, that's basically what we want to keep doing. We want to be able to keep bringing high-quality music to the township area. There's plenty of other theaters in the Sherbrooke area that do other types of music, and that's cool, and that's okay, and you know, we don't want to take away from what these people are doing, because they're doing a great job. But right now, we feel that there is a demand for this type of Canadian country music, and there's nobody doing it. So we think that with the venue we have over at Centennial Theatre, which is just the right size, and the market that we have right here now, we seem to have developed our own little market. And we're quite content with what we're doing now, and want to keep doing it. So long as people keep showing up to the shows, heck, we'll keep doing it for sure. And we're having a great time doing this, by the way. You know, all seven of us, we have a good time. Not just the day of the show, because obviously the day of the show is a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to see the people show up and to see the theater full and people having a good time. And you know, a lot of people come and see us after the show and shake our hand and say, "Hey, great show! We had a great time." So that's very fulfilling. But you know, to be part of that and to be able to raise funds for good charities, that's, you know,
sounds really fun.
And we want to keep doing, you know, 3, 4, 5 shows maximum a year.
Okay.
You know, a couple in the fall, a couple in the springs. We don't want to do anything in the summer, because that's when all the bands are on the road during festivals. So it's not really possible. There's always fall and spring, winter tours that we can try to tag on to, and that's when we get the you know, the artists are coming through. So that's when, you know, obviously when we have to have them here, because to have them come in, especially just for one show, is extremely expensive.
Yeah, it is. So far you've concentrated on the modern country.
Yeah, that's kind of what we like to do right now. It's very popular.
It is.
And as I say, there's a good demand for it. I'm not saying we're never going to do anything else. I mean, if, you know, somebody offered us recently a very good jazz musician, and it would have been very interesting for us to do that, but the timing was just not right for us. But we're not saying that in the future we'll never do anything else but country. But for now, it's kind of what we're doing, and that's good.
And it's working, so
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's working. We found our little niche, and that's what we're going to try to stick with for now.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of interest in the modern country here in the townships.
For sure.
So next, do you want to talk about the band coming up, the next performance? I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and I'm interviewing Francois Gilbert and Scott Passmore, and they are from Firehouse Productions. We're just going to take a minute. They have an exciting show coming up on November 26th, a country band, The Washboard Union. So we're just going to take a minute, hear one of the Washboard Union songs, Shot of Glory. Then we'll continue with the interview.
Firehouse Productions presents The Washboard Union, Sunday, November 26th at 8 p.m. at the Centennial Theater. You can purchase tickets at the Centennial box office and at ovation.ca. The Washboard Union at the Centennial Theatre, a Firehouse Productions presentation.
It's finally payday, meeting the boys at my place. All cleaned up, pile in the truck, man, and I can barely wait. Hear the band roar from across the dance floor. Like they know that something good is on the way. It's a Friday night like any other. You walk in a stare and a stutter. Every single time you look at me, oh, I need a fix, a true companion. Jimmy Beamer, old Jack Daniels, anything to set me on my way. Drinking up my courage, whiskey for my nerves. Got me drunk on your short summer dress. Something smart to say. Take a deep breath, even though I'm scared to death. I don't care, cause I just gotta know your name. I need a fix, a true companion. Jimmy Beam or old Jack Daniels. Something strong to stop these shaking knees.
drinking up my courage, whiskey for my nerves. Got me drunk on your short summer dress, ballroom ballerina. I'm gonna need another shot of glory. Ain't no turning back. Got me high on your tipsy smile and your hips all swinging. We start spinning, spinning, spinning. Drunk on your short summer dress, ballroom ballerina. I'm gonna need another shot of glory. Ain't no turning back. Got me high on your tipsy smile and your hips all swinging. We start spinning, drinking up my courage. Whiskey for my nerves. Got me drunk on your short summer dress.
So next, do you want to talk about the band coming up, the next performance?
Yeah, well, we are very, very pleased to welcome the Washboard Union. This is a band out of Vancouver, and these guys have been really doing amazingly well all over Canada. The past year has just been amazing. I had the chance of seeing them live in a concert out in Merritt, BC last summer, and they really, yeah, they were quite amazing. Got to meet the guys after the show, and a really nice bunch of guys. So they are right now the hottest band in Canada right now as far as
country music.
As far as country music, yeah. So
yeah, they've just won a couple of Canadian country music awards, and then just this past weekend they won 7 British Columbia Country Music Awards, so they're winning everything that all the contests that they're in or anything they're eligible to win, they've won it all lately, so they're extremely popular, except for here in Quebec. So I believe they've never played here before.
Actually, they have. They have played a few dates, only once or twice, but very limited.
Very few, yeah. So they've never been anywhere near the townships, so, so this is the first chance to see them.
Okay, so you're going to introduce the Washboard Union to the townships. That sounds pretty exciting.
That's it.
Yeah, well, they're they're a little bluegrassy, countryish. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's very upbeat. I'll tell you, if you go there and you go to their show and you don't start clapping your hands and stomping your feet, something's wrong with you. Have a doctor check you out.
Okay, I was reading a little bit about them. They took the Roots Artist of the Year for the second time at the Canadian Country Music Awards, and they're also took the Country Artist of the Year at the Western Canadian Country Music Awards.
That's right.
So that's
right.
Just a couple
very
of
popular.
Things.
Yeah. Just recently, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, and these guys, kid you not, these guys are very, they're all trained musicians. They're not just amateurs who get together once in a while and play. These guys are pros, and this is all they do, and they've got quite interesting backgrounds as far as their music is concerned.
Exactly, so. And they are on the top Canadian Billboard country charts, the top 40, yep. I believe. One of
there
their songs,
yep.
Shine.
Yep. Shine is their newest mm-hmm. single that's out there, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a few other songs that you guys like?
Well, actually, I kind of like Head Over Heels. That's kind of... but actually, they kind of like them all, really,
yeah.
To be honest
okay.
with you.
Every time when we first heard about it, I just went online and started listening to their songs because I really didn't know a whole lot about them. And it's like, after you listen to them a couple of times, yeah, these are all great songs. These guys are very talented musicians. It's a great band. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to get them to come here and play in Lennoxville. So
it is.
We're really looking forward to it. They'll be here in a month or so.
Yeah, professional band coming here to the townships. And it's right in our backyard, like you said. Now, when are they coming?
The Sunday, the 26th of November at 8 o'clock. That'll be at Centennial Theatre. Tickets are already available. You can phone the Centennial Theatre box office. You can drop by their box office, or you can go online at ovation.ca. Tickets are all available there.
Mm-hmm.
Get them while they're there, because they are going quick. And wouldn't want to show up the day of the show without your ticket, because you may be disappointed.
That's right. They're already on sale, and they will be going quick, so you don't want to miss out. It makes a great gift, too.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Bring a friend.
Yeah, bring a friend. Mm-hmm. They're $38 plus tax, so mm-hmm. that's a pretty reasonable price for that type of quality of show. Of course, if you start calculating going into Montreal to see a show, you know you're going to pay a lot more, plus mm-hmm. your traveling, plus your parking, plus your supper, and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Where now you have, like, for $38 and some change, you've got yourself a show right here in town, and you're home at night bright and early, and you don't have to pay parking. And
yeah, free parking, and there's not a bad seat in the house. There's every seat's a great seat.
Yeah, Centennial also, the acoustics at Centennial are just amazing. Anybody who's been there knows what we're talking about. And the proximity with the band. All the different artists that we've had so far, that's one thing that they say is they love our theater because they feel like they are so close to the people. Most of these artists, you got to realize that they're people. You know, mm-hmm. they like to talk to people. They like to see their fans, and especially in the country music genre. So for them to go to a theater such as Centennial and be surrounded by people and have them so close, feel the proximity, they have a good time. So they always put on a good show.
They do. They do. I've heard nothing but positive comments on the other shows you've had. Let's see. So the money you raise, part of it you're going to give to a charity.
Yeah, this time it's once again it'll be getting close to Christmas time, where this year the money will be going, or part of the proceeds will be going to the Sherbrooke Firefighters mm-hmm. Toy Drive once again, which hands out toys to around about 1,000 kids in the Sherbrooke area every Christmas.
Wow, 1,000 kids.
Yeah, and this is the 77th year that they've been doing the toy drive.
Amazing, and very much appreciated by the kids and their parents.
Yeah,
too.
I've been going I am a firefighter in the city of Sherbrooke, and I've been participating with the toy drive for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite something when you go delivering the toys to the kids.
It must be.
You certainly see that we're very lucky with what we do have. So it's mm-hmm. it's why it's nice to give back that much more, and then the fact that Francois and the rest of the guys, we all have a really good time doing it. So it makes it even more worthwhile.
The other thing we're doing too on this particular show, on top of helping out the Sherbrooke Fireman's Toy Drive, is that we've associated ourselves with Moisson Estrie, mm-hmm. Which is a local food bank, and so we're going to be asking all the people who come to the show to bring some non-perishable food items, and Moisson Estrie will be there on the spot to pick them up. And this is something new that we're announcing today, is that everybody who does bring non-perishable goods will have their name put in for a special drawing, and there's going to be a special package. Not telling you what it is yet, but there's going to be all kinds of goodies in that package, including some tickets for a future show that will be not telling who it is yet. But mm-hmm. So if people, you know, it's going to be a really great night of giving, because you're going to be giving money that's going to the toy drive, and you'll be giving food that'll be going to the food bank, and you'll be getting a heck of a good show and feeling good about it.
Yeah, it's just a win-win situation.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah. Especially during that time of the year, because that's the end of November, Christmas coming up.
Christmas right around the corner.
Right around, yeah.
Exactly. So if you want to give to something, this is a great way to give and have a great time at the show.
Yeah, it makes for not that of an expensive of an evening out. So
certainly not.
To go to a show locally.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so anything else you'd like to say?
Buy tickets. Yeah. See you on the 26th. Yes, we really definitely need y'all to come out. And the more people we have there, the better off we'll be. And the bigger we can give a check to the people at the toy drive.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Good. So again, tickets, Centennial, 819-822-9692. You can also get them online, www.ovation.ca.
And don't wait till the last minute. Go get them now.
Get your tickets now.
Definitely not. Get them now and, avoid the rush and make sure you have a place in the audience.
There you go. Great.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, guys. And all
Thank
the best.
You.
And we'll finish off with a song called Shine, their biggest hit right now, from the Washboard Union, coming to Centennial Theater on November 26th.
Never gonna give up. There's no holding us down. Yeah, we got this. Yeah, it's our time to shine.
I've been ready show them what we got.